Oh, glorious victory! Being trained by Brother Sparks, as you well know him, that I never run out of topics to preach about, and I never run out of articles to write if I always directed them toward the needs of people in the congregation where I was preaching and serving. So this morning, I talked about things that are not in heaven. You know, there's no nightclubs in heaven. There's no hospitals in heaven. There's no dying in heaven. They all passed away. All those things are gone. But tonight, naturally, would be the time that I deal with what is in heaven. What is in heaven is named in Ephesians chapter 4 of our Bible. In Ephesians chapter 4, New Testament book, right in the middle of it, and it's some kind of information. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you come. With all lowliness and forgiveness, meekness, with long-suffering and forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. And every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it that he had also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? And he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And here I come along, and Paul teaches me and trains me in things. And this morning I'm going to talk about things that are not in heaven, that we know are not in heaven. But tonight we're going to talk about things that we know are in heaven. We know in heaven that there's just one Spirit and one body. There's one body. The body is described in Ephesians chapter 1 as the church of our Lord. And being the church of our Lord, there's one church. There's one that belongs to him. It belongs to him and honors his way. And as a result of that, it's his body. It says in Ephesians 1, verses 22 and 23, that God put all things under his feet and gave him to the head of all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. He's talking about that fullness that filleth all in all in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, as he ascended above. to have the fullness of God supplied. So we're talking about one body and one spirit, one Holy Spirit. We're talking about the Spirit that revealed the Word of God, as he taught, was taught. And in John 16 and verse 13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he hears, that will he speak. And he'll show you things to come. The Holy Spirit was the guide of the Bible and the teaching of the Bible, the remainder of the Scripture. And this is him right here described as one Spirit. One Holy Spirit, one body. We generally talk about this at Vacation Bible School, using our fingers to talk about that. And we don't get to hold up anything but seven of them. Five in one hand and two on the other hand, as to what is in the way of God planned for mankind. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. There's one Lord in the sense of Lord Jehovah. He is the guide. He is the authority. He is the aid to our lives. We're thankful for him being Lord. He was the one crucified for us. He's the one that shed his blood for us. And he's the one, when we partake of the Lord's Supper, we remember his body broken and his blood shed for us for the remission of our sins. We're thankful that we have that opportunity to reflect upon that in the Lord's day. In the Bible, in Acts chapter 20, verse 7, on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, continued to speak until midnight. The Scripture tells us there that they did break bread together. That it was a part of the Lord's Supper. It was a special time for them to remember Jesus' broken body and bloodshed for the remission of their sins. This is the Lord and his way. There's one faith. One faith. It's the teaching of the Spirit of God. It's the teaching of the Lord's way. Later on in the book of Jude, chapter 1, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of a common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that we should earnestly contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. It was one time delivered to the saints. That word one is used in reference to death in Hebrews 9:27, as it's appointed a man once to die, and after this the judgment. The idea is once for all time. Once, not over and over again, not over and over again, but once. And reference to that matter is the one faith is taught about by Jude, and is taught about here in Ephesians 4, verse 5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. There were baptisms that were involved in the New Testament time. John the Baptist came bringing a baptism that acquainted people with the Savior to come. There was a baptism of the Holy Spirit that Jesus taught about would come about and direct them and guide them into teaching all the truth. And there's the one baptism now. The one baptism that people need, which is the one they need. The baptism for the remission of sins. The baptism cleanses them of past sins and deeds and mortal deeds that they've done. That's the one baptism. We do our children an injustice if we do not teach them about the one body and one spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, all through their formative years of life. Because if they get out here in the religious world at large and they hear all kinds of other things and other ways, and do not remember the things that we've taught them about this, they can get away from the faith. They can get away from the teaching of the Lord. They can get away from that which is in heaven itself. We talk about one baptism. And then it says in verse 6, one God and Father of all, who's above all, through all, and in you all. We're talking about God the Father being the person who is there in heaven itself. And he is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He made great plans for him and taught him that he would call him back from the dead. He would go to earth and man would reject him. And as a result of that being rejected, he would be put to death ultimately. And as he was put to death, he would be called back alive. In 3 days, he would rise from the dead. He taught his disciples that, and they believed that that was the case faintly. His enemies heard it, and they believed it religiously. They thought it was true. They thought it was accurate. And after the crucifixion of Jesus was done, they came to Pilate and said, "This deceiver said that in 3 days he would rise. Make a watch now at his tomb. Seal it and make a watch at his tomb, lest the latter mistake be worse than the first." Can you imagine Jesus being told and taught about him that the mistake that he made first was coming there, healing the sick, raising the dead, being of help to people who were in need of every kind of circumstance of life, that was a mistake. And the latter mistake would be the resurrection from the dead. They said because his disciples would come and steal his body away, and they'll claim that he was resurrected. Jesus didn't have that to be done. He came forth from the grave by the Father's will, and he was present when that tomb was empty. He was present when that tomb was empty. It wasn't a matter of the disciples deciding that they'd get away with it. That was not the case. When we have the Father above all, through all, and in you all, we have the Word of the Father being part of our lives and directing us as we go through life. It's a wonderful blessing to have these things to be a part of heaven. These things are righteous and good. These things are a part of the way of life. And I'd like to take you to the book of Revelation now and close out with a few verses there in the latter part of the book of Revelation. In Revelation chapter 21, it says in verse 3, "I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. He said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. Jesus Christ our Lord, it is done, he said. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." Notice what he says in regard to this way of life as we get on down in verse number 21. "And the 12 gates are 12 pearls. Every gate, several gate was one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as they were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city hath no need of the sun, neither the moon, for to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them who say shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. They shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And thou shalt in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." When we talk about that way of life, we're talking about a way of life that we want to be entered into. We want to be there. We don't want to be in the other place. We want to be there. And so as we talk about these things, we're talking about something that is righteous and good. It is said in verse number 12 of chapter 22, "And behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give every man according to his works shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments." What is this saying now? Revelation 22, verse 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gate into the city. For without idolaters and sorcerers and homeowners and murderers and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie, I, Jesus, sent forth mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the book of this prophecy. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man shall take away from the words of the prophecy of this book, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things that are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. The Lord said that he would give us the things according to his gift that he would give unto men. He would give us the things that he thinks that we really need. And when we read that there in verse 7 of Ephesians 4, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. He knows what favors we need. He knows what favor to give to us. And that's the way that it is. And heaven itself does not take away from any of those gifts that he can grant to us. God bless you all in listening tonight. Thank you for your study with us of things that are now in heaven. This will be on our website, as well as the lesson this morning is already on the website, so that we can all hear it again and rejoice in the fact that we have one body and one spirit, one Lord and one faith and one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. This is a wonderful blessing we have. And the blessing outpouring of Jesus is to the grace that we need, the circumstances of life that we need. Lord bless. If you're subject to Jesus' invitation tonight, as this song is mentioned to you, please let's stand together and sing it tonight. Every day.
I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear symbolizes the
body of our Savior that was given in our stead upon that cross. And those who partake do so in a manner pleasing to thee. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We thank thee for this fruit of the vine, the symbol of the blood of our Savior that was shed upon that cross for us. We pray that those who partake will be so in a manner pleasing to thee. Always have our lives centered upon thee. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Do we have any other announcements this evening? Let's turn to number 293. And after the song, Robert, would you read us?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Jesus, Rose of Sharon, bloom within my heart. Beauties of thy truth with holiness impart. That wherever I go, my life may shed abroad fragrance of knowledge of the love of God. Jesus, blessed Jesus, Rose of Sharon,
Rose of Sharon,
bloom in grace, your standing love within my heart.
Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, as we bow to thee tonight, we thank thee for thy holy word, and we trust that we represented it in a truthful way. As we look toward heaven itself and know that some things are not there that are here on this earth to tempt us and try us, we're thankful for those things and those people on the heaven side that are on our side, always wanting us to do good in life. And to that end, may we be people determined to do good as we live on this earth. Thank you for every blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. And amen.
Amen.